At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, brought to you from the shipping shed. Well, mate, you start spending quite a bit of my time, to be honest with you. I'm getting quite used to it. It's okay, you know, but we'll come on to that later. Before we start, we're on miles on gearboxes and stuff like that. CJ says 0 to 850,000 kilometres. That's a couple of trips to the moon and back. I've Googled it, it's one trip to the moon and back, but it's definitely a trip to the moon and back, and you've still got spare. So you can sort of maybe go around the Earth a couple of times on your way back as a sort of scenic route home. But no, the Merc's gone. Went to auction, got 3,850 in auction. I think we give about 10 for it. I think that's probably not one of my best buys. But it's still not been bad, you know, kind of. It's just, I wish less had gone wrong in the meantime. The problems of buying trucks with too many miles on them. But you learn as you go. I still don't have a clue what I'm doing. I'm just basically waving my arms in the dark in this thing. So, but I keep going, hoping one day I'll see the light. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll see. So the main video this week was on the shipping shed. The shipping shed. I called it the stoffice. No, it's the shipping shed. So we got our bits and pieces. Can't say there's been much past the evolution today. It just occurred to me, I want to extend this desk thing, as I said in the video, like, you know. But then it occurred to me, they don't really, how much money I want to do. Anyway, we'll come on to it. I'll fill you in with the comments. Nick says, love it. Right, I'll be honest, I did muck around with the video a bit, because I kind of figure I probably should do it with a Sunday Q&A, to be honest with you. But it's time, isn't it? And like, just looking ahead, the same shot of looking at ahead for like 20 minutes, 10 minutes, is a bit much. And also there's this guy I watch on YouTube, I can't even remember his name, it's kind of like Fab Gab Gadgets or something like that, sort of Asian fella, and he's just, you know, like some people are really entertaining to watch, this guy's just really entertaining to watch. And I looked at some of the things he does between his videos, and he kind of clips a bit and puts a quip in and does that, and there's a little line, and it just keeps it going. So I thought, I kind of was a nod to him, I was kind of inspired. I'll try and remember his name, I can't remember it, like, you know. But I haven't subscribed or nothing, I haven't subscribed to anyone, but short of Nick at London Creative, please subscribe. Everyone loves a subscriber. And Jonathan Pye, I like him. But so I mucked around with it a little bit. If I get time, I'll do it more, but time is always of the essence. I kind of thought when I'm in the office, I'd have a load more time. No. But we'll see. Maybe one day, if I get the hang of it a bit better and I can sort of, you know, get done by three, I might muck around a little bit. Who knows? As London Creative said, he said, if you notice, the video was very grainy. You know, running creative, subscribe to his channel. Because of all the light and open plan windows, it seems pretty dark in there. And the camera's compensating by pushing the ISO up. That's a camera term for something. That's making the footage grainy and muddy. So you either want some portable studio lights, which you can charge while you're recording, or a mirror in the garden at an angle, pointing into the shed to push the light up. And he called the shed the SS Jalopy. I'm not going to put a mirror in my garden. It just seems a bit much, doesn't it? I could put some lights in here. I'll be honest, I think part of the problem is I tried to zoom in too much, like, you know. And of course, I could use, I'm using the front camera on the phone. I could use the back cameras on the phone, or I could use the other cameras, but I don't know. I'll work it out as I go along. It's a trick. It does all right, I think, you know. Dale Steele says from Shed, he says, you want two monitors, one monitoring a feed constant and the other doing everything else. That would be great, that Dale, particularly as I've got one monitor on the laptop and I have another monitor over there. But don't you need like a second graphics card and all that? Once again, it's all part of the evolution. The first thing I want is a longer bench type desk, because then I'll have, at the moment I've got this much, and then I'll have this much. You can't see my hands. This makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But I'll have more space that I can spread out and fill full of rubbish. My lucky gonk, the spare lead for my retractable pencil. It's a young one's reference. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 25 year olds there. Yeah, so, but we'll get round to it. At the moment it's working fine with a big TV. It's fine. Petri Marku says, Pete, let me know when I can bring you a proper chair to the shipping shed. Petri, I've left my number, mate. I'm always here. I'm always happy to talk to you. Don't go out of your way. This one's okay. I'll get round it eventually. If you're passing, brilliant. If not, don't worry. I'm okay, mate. I'll be all right. I'll sell a spike. Blackadder reference. Another contemporary reference for the 18-25-year-olds there. Clive Littlewoods, he said, called it SS Van Gogh, and KC Couriers also said SS Van Gogh. It's a bit on the obvious, isn't it? Sure, we can do something. I'll know it when I hear it. I'm not there yet, but I will know it when I hear it. I'll keep thinking about it, and you keep thinking about it too, please. You know, work for free, why not? Plenty of work for those that work for nothing. It's Dave the Crystal Wisses. So Dunk Wales, he said, just demolish it, Pete. It's going to be a nightmare in the winter. The damp is going to wreck your equipment really quick. Good luck with the video, though. It's not, it looks worse than it is. Everyone says it's sort of falling to pieces, but it's not falling to pieces. I come in here, it's hammering down with rain outside. I've had a lot of rain lately. I come in here, it's bone dry. It's going to get cold. I know it's going to get cold, but when it gets really cold, I won't come out. And then we might have to come, you know, bang the house. And of course, there's still the potential of evolving the back cave, which I'm still thinking about. Because you need three offices for four trucks, don't you? Four offices for four trucks. One for every truck. Perhaps a tad overzealous, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, it's not that bad. And also, oh, good. Gareth rides bikes. Oh, that's Van on the Run, isn't it? He says, never mind all this. What people want to hear is some Viz joke storylines. On a serious note, Pete, have you considered demolishing it, replacing it with something suitable? It looks like access is good, and maybe investigate a shipping container that has been converted into an office. I thought about that. That could be cool. You can get the old porter cabins. Sometimes you can get a porter cabin, you can put that in, because it's got all the electric and everything running around it already. And they're cheap second hand. They start at 10 foot long. If you take someone on one day and you have room for two, I guess it would be odd working from inside someone's house full time. Shipping containers can be hidden with fencing and wooden panels and an ivy for a natural look. Yeah, the other thing is, because the kid does the interior design thing, didn't she? And so she's had a word with B&Q and gone, do you fancy donating us a shed? We'll build it, we'll make videos about it, blah, 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 we'll plug it and all that thing. They haven't come back to her. She's not that big. She's big-ish. She was on the BBC, but that didn't really go anywhere. But she's up to, I don't understand it. I think she's got about as many subscribers as I have. But Insta's different to YouTube, which is different to TikTok and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. If I get a free shed, I'll get a free shed. In the meantime, I'm just going to make do with what I've got. I'm going to make this work to the cheapest and the best of my ability, and then slowly but surely, if I find I'm using it more and it evolves, or maybe if I get a few quid somewhere, I might invest in a better one. Don't know, we just see. But for now, as my mate Nige says, done is better than perfect. Just get it done, we can perfect it later. And finally, Wayne Rawlings says, loving the Viz comic hardback on the shelf, used to love them back in the day. This is Roger Melly's Profanosaurus, like a thesaurus, but Profanosaurus, and it's got various different, I just opened this at random, various different definition of things that you might hear about, like, for example, Gary Glitter. It's Cockney rhyming slang for something. I've just gone past it now. Yeah, there's various different, pretty much all of which I can't read on the channel. My favourite one is The Angry Pirate. If you happen to get hold of this book, Look up Aggieboro. It's got 10,000 different definitions. I mean, my mate Nigel, who I mentioned earlier, has actually got an entry in there under chin airbag, which is, you know, like when you have a photograph, and it's the chin airbag. The definition of a chin airbag is the appearance of multiple chins on a non-fat person in a photo. You know, you take the photo and it comes out this. I can't really do that because it's proper to a non-fat person. And it's the phrases, oh, it looks like their chin airbag's gone off. So, yeah, great. It's a great book. And this was fantastic. Roger Melly, Sid the Sexist, Buster Gonad. Oh, it was hilarious. I used to love it. I stopped reading it. My favourite Viz comic was the one where it could, the officially not funny anymore, which was about in 1991. And my favourite bit, it said on the front, still only £1.10. The previous month it had been a quid. Love it. For absolute genius they were. Oh, and some of the crap jokes, they were great. But anyway, I can't go on about this because we have other things to talk about, like...
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The Wise Guys. So today on The Wise Guys, Leachy says, got a question for The Wise Guys regarding the expansion of ULEZ. If I'm driving anti-clockwise around the M25 and I need to turn off to go outside the M25, will it take me into the zone, which means it will cost me £12.50 just to exit the M25? No. No. If you're going, for example, around the 25 and you need to go to Slough, I know what he's saying, the slip road takes you inside the M25, then goes round and out. No, that won't. And a lot of the time, going inside the M25 doesn't necessarily get you a charge anyway, because you can go to Watford, Rickmansworth. There are various different places. Watch out for the ULEZ signs. But normally, as far as the 25 is concerned, I don't think there's anywhere where you actually turn off on a slip road and turn straight into a sign. And there's always a warning as well, which means they'd have to put a warning on every motorway junction that says, if you turn off here, you hit the LEZ. So there's got to be, you do get a little bit of grace. And we got a few from Nick the Urban Trucker today, because he's actually, which is good, because he's kind of the wise guy, he brings us in. He says, the HGV road user levy charge came back into force this month for vehicles 12 tonnes and over, which means foreign registered trucks have to pay upon entry to the UK, if not before, and will be charged on our road tax renewal. Bands, the various different bands, which are down in the notes if you want to read them. I won't read them all out. But the long and the short of it is it seems to work out at like a maximum of £749 a year. I've had bigger bills. I've had to put another gearbox in another clutch this week. I've got another one coming down. I've done 2.5k in the first one, the automatic Synchromesh AS1000. The second one is just a second-hand gearbox. That's still me at £1,200. plus delivery, plus VAT and all that. I really hope these trucks stop going wrong soon, because I've sold the Mercedes and all I've done is bought two gearboxes with it. But hopefully they'll be good gearboxes. We'll see. Right. On the subject of trucks, I think Nick the Urban Trucker carries on. This, we're on trucks now. He says, IP. He said, what I love about forums like this, the different options and experiences that some of us have operating trucks. Like Jeff Bryans has always had really good service from his Merc, yet you haven't. I think it was just old. I've had nothing but trouble with DAFs I've owned, but the Scania I have has been amazing and doesn't miss a beat. Yet Brian Webb doesn't seem to be a Scania fan. They love DAFs. The Webbs love DAFs. I know people who operate Ivecos and absolutely love them. You know what Iveco stands for? I vibrate, everything comes off. My first Iveco was brilliant. Shirley was a great truck. She was lovely. I believe there's no wrong or right in vehicles you operate. It's all about what works for you and your business. Don't forget you have one of the best DAF dealerships in the country. Brian Curry's near you. Didn't even know that. And don't forget... Oh, no, done that one. That always helps when deciding what makes a truck to run. There's no point operating vehicles if you haven't got a main dealership in your area to back them up. So that's another reason why I like DAFs. Because I've got Grewcox. And because I've got Truck and Trailer, Junction 9. Well, they do pretty much parts for everything, like, you know. And because we've got HTC and HTC. And, you know, it's kind of, they're big and they're available and they're open. And, of course, there's always Bison's for parts. Bison parts, they're pretty cheap. So I mean, I'll be interested to know where you guys get your parts from, in fairness. If you're out, you're running in my area, something you know that I don't, and you want to share with the class, fantastico. And on the subject of Brian Webb, he's got the next comment. And before we go on, Brian, what you done? You've fucking cut your hair, mate. Why'd you have to go and cut your hair? I went to the yard yesterday. He's, Brian and Ian are up there, and it's all gone short. He had hair down to here last week. He's got hair, like, shorter than me now. So suited him. So it looks all right, like, you know, but, just a bit of a shock. Whoa, who's that? It's the silver fox has had a trim, you know? So he says, what you want is a low mileage 18-ton. He said, but the chances of finding one are very, very slim because of the initial cost. That's why most people run them into the ground, like you have found out. When I started out, there was more choice of makes. Not many left now. Without doubt... DAF is the way to go. You always want to be looking to leave it. You don't want to be leaving it to the last minute because you'll get someone else's rubbish. I know it's easy for me to say, but when I was in a position to do any spares that I needed, they'd all go wrong for some reason or other. Spares back up the make of vehicle today, not the name badge. Who in their right mind pays 40k for a Scania badge with 1980s running gear? The back eight comes for free though. And like Nick the Urban Trucker says, we've all got an opinion. And that's Brian's opinion. He loves a DAF. I love a DAF too. So there we go. And John Fennell, our man in Ireland, he's put a little comment in. He says, cheers for the shout out. That's right, John. He says, I'm looking for an 18-ton Scania. Nice price. I'm looking at an 18-ton Scania. Nice price. Only 280,000 miles. That's where you want to be. If you can get one where it's ex-fleet, well, they chop their trucks every 3 years regardless. I mean, my one, Veronica, was ex-fleet. I think it was ex-free counties or something like that. And I think they just come up for change. But it hadn't done a lot of miles because it must have done a lot of local drops. So as a result of which, I managed to get a very, very reasonably priced truck for about, I think it was 7K plus. And it had less than 300,000 on the clock. So you got, that's where you want to be. If you go much more than that, and Euro 5 as well, a lot of might have been chopping it because they're going into London or something. But that's where you want to be. If you can get that, that's the way forward. A very reasonably priced truck where parts are readily available and cheap. No massive computer to go wrong on it, so you're not plugging it in every 2 minutes to work out what the next light on the dashboard is. And sort of, and still got plenty of life in it. That's what, I mean, if I could, that's the way I'd always go. So this is Brian again, John again. Curtain side and tuck under tail, very tidy. Just putting my O license in gear soon. I've already dedicated a mechanic and parking. That's good, you're half the way there. Just waiting on an insurance quote. I'll be applying for my O license very soon. I've had my class one since longer than I care to remember. Don't want Arctic work, but an 18-ton Ridge is for me. We'll let you know. And yes, we have to meet soon. You owe me breakfast, not whiskey. Okay, fair enough, John. That's fine. I'll buy you either one. Oh, you can have both. I think also, bearing in mind the miles and the time that you were putting in, he was getting up at stupid early and coming over here and sleeping in there and everywhere. If you can get yourself an 18-ton rigid sleeper with a nice little bed in it, when you're done, you just sort of just put your head down and get a proper night's kip. I think that'll do you a favour. And I think it'll help you turn a coin in the long run as well. I think that'd really be a bonus for you. So, mate, best of luck. Absolute best of luck with it. So, now we're on to miscellaneous. And today's miscellaneous, Nick the Urban Trucker again. He says, Pete, he says, have you found the experience of selling at auction? I know it's not your first time. Did you try and get offers from dealers first? Did you think you'd get a better price at auction after deductions than you would have selling to a dealer? Or is it the case of get it gone as quickly as possible, mate? I'll be honest, if there's something that I'm not 100% happy about with the lorry, like when we sold Alice, Mark said it's breathing. The engine's breathing. He said, put your hand over that. So you can feel the air coming up. It's not supposed to be coming up. Now, that might go tomorrow, or that might last 6 months, a year. But you never know, but that's on its way out. So I thought, I don't want to sell it to somebody, because I drive it for a week or two, I drive it for 3 months, the engine goes, and what have you done to me? The same with the Merc. It was getting breaking down. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've done all the bits to it. The AdBlue was sorted, the compressor was sorted. You could see on the side of it was brand new. 2 weeks old. One of the tyres, it turns out, well, I could have had a tyre off it and put an older tyre on, but do you want to faff around? We did take a bit of diesel out of the tank because we'd filled the tank up before it went sideways, like, you know. But now we've got the funny thing leaking behind the gearbox, which might be an ECU. It could be, I don't want to sell it to someone. They're going to ring me up and go, what have you done to me? But if you go to auction, everybody knows you get it sold as seen. If the thing blows up the second it leaves the gates, it's on you. I never strap it up to put it in, but it's sort of, it is what it is. So that's why I went to auction. If I ever had a truck that I was getting rid of just because it was too old, if I ever get to the stage where I'm running newer and newer motors and want to chop it, then I probably would use Gumtree. I'd probably use Auto Trader or Truck Trader or something like that, and I'd probably try and get decent money for it. But in these cases, it's just a matter, I don't want someone else's headache coming back on me. So, you know, you get what you're given and like it, kind of thing. That's why. Domain name guy, he says, what does it cost courier to start? Buying a van, insurance, public liability, first months and stuff like that. He says, I'm just curious. As many couriers are struggling to make money, as courier prices are getting more competitive and the margins are slim. I've done one on this. I did one on how much it's going to cost you to join the exchange and start. But it's exactly the same as joining as a courier. Just take the exchange bill out, which is now kicking around $2,000 or something like that, I think. I don't know. But yeah, so there is a link up there. But yeah, I think you've got to be looking, worst case scenario now, you've got to be looking at around about 7, 8. It's got to be. By the time you bought any old van, you could probably do it for 5, but you'd be probably buying yourself a world of pain, buying something that's about to collapse and all that kind of stuff. But it's not cheap. I was lucky I had the van to start with because I was on the market. So all I had to do was buy the exchange, change the insurance, and bing bong, there you go. So, Leachy says, I'd love to have a nice new van, but like you, I don't fancy leasing. As you never know, the work will dry up. The problem is, if you don't have enough cash to buy one and you're not sure the bank would lend you $10,000, he says, since the LEZ expansion is going to happen, the price of a Euro 6 van has shot up, which hasn't helped. Again, yeah, I think we might have done a new versus old. If we've done a new versus old, I'll link it. If we haven't, I'm not sure. But yeah, you don't have to buy it. You can buy a Euro 5 and pay to go in. It's £12.50 to go in, I think. £12.50 or £15, I'm not sure. Around about that area. And you might not go in every day. So if you as long as you don't live inside the zone, if you live in Dunstable, one day you might get a job going into sort of Euston, but they might pay you proper money for it. Put the zone. I always just used to put the zone charge on top. Or one day you might get one going to Derby. In which case, do you need a brand new Euro 6 van if you go to Derby? Might be nice for the people of Derby not to breathe the slightly different fumes that come out of it, which are exactly the same, and it is just a poor person's tax under the guise of ecology. This we know. But, yeah, I wouldn't bother with a new one. I'll try and find the tidiest van you can within your budget and start from there. And finally, we've got a final one from Nick the Urban Trucker, who likes to put a lot of very sensible comments into the, well, not, they're always sensible, just good to know, like, you know. He said, Pete, do you use vehicle tracking software? It's so cheap now, and it saves you having to call the drivers and then call the customer back when getting ETAs, especially helpful when the customer say, is your vehicle already on site? Plus, you can use it as evidence for waiting time if the customer wants to argue about paying it. I get a discount on my insurance for having them on my vehicles. Plus, if stolen, I can shut the vehicle down remotely. I have thought about it. Daniel Superhero, ex-transport manager. I'll have to have a new name for you. I don't like Daniel. He put someone in his vehicle to the stage, he said, that I can actually tell if the driver is sitting there. Say, for example, he's on a bay and they haven't asked for his keys, and he's sitting there and he's idling the engine because he's sort of, you know, just because. He said, I can turn the engine off. I said, what do you think about diesel? He went, yeah. Seen the price of diesel? Yeah, I'm thinking about diesel. I have thought about it. There is a tracker of sorts on the CX, which up until now has always done the trick for me. So, once again, work in progress. Pete the Clueless. Does that work? Pete the Clueless driver. Still trying to sort of find his way through the dark. Where's the lights? I'm on a swivel chair again. We've got a couple that came up on speed awareness, because I noticed a couple of people in the comments. I did one on speed awareness. Fall over Pete, that's a different Pete, that's not me. He said, did all the people on the course look like dastardly criminals? I can drive down the motorway all day and can find more than a handful of drivers who need a speed awareness course, not someone driving at 24 miles per hour. If you ask me, they want us all out of their cars, and this is one way to do it, mate. It just is what it is. Just the thing in life, and it's just painful. You know, this kind of, what are you going to do? Loathe it or ignore it. You can't like it. And John Gilchrist says, he said, Pete, you're 100% correct. We're all human and we all make a mistake at some time. And the AI does not allow us to make mistakes. It's money for someone else. Of course it is. All you've got to do is comply. And it's not always that easy to comply, particularly on motorways where they go, it's 60, no, it's 50, no, it's 40, no, it's 60, no, it's 40 again. Make your mind up. What's going on? So that's it. And in conclusion this week, my mate Nigel says, he says, good video, Pete. I'm off to start my kite-making business. You can't make kites, mate. I need you to look after my website, Pete the Courier Driver, which has got short stories on it, which I've never read out. Thinking about writing another one. I wrote the books. The problem is I come up with ideas for stuff. I've never got the time to do it. And I fancy getting back to the old short story game again. Might do a few short stories. Might read them out to you. Tales from the Shipping Shed, read by Peter Coth. Hello, everybody. Apparently, someone did say on a comment, and I've lost it somewhere, Tom Hardy did Jack and Rory. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get quite the same amount of views, but might do it. You never know. Might do one. See if it flies. Bedtime story for the kids. There we go. Right, okay, guys and girls, have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the British sunshine. Don't forget your umbrella. And then Monday we start again. Take in care and take in money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.